Welcome to the Show It Off podcast special series, Siren Mama Saturdays, a short moment for a confidence boost for unattached siren mamas. My name is Sarah Faye Schaff. I'm the host of the Show It Off podcast, which drops its full episodes every Monday, each with the intention to help you build more confidence and self-love. Are you thinking about leaving the father of your children? Have you left already? Did you leave and have since found love again? Do you have days where you think this is impossible and how are you going to make it? Then this special Show It Off series is for you. Each Saturday, I will drop a bit of encouragement that will help you through your weekend and your journey as an unattached siren mama. Happy Saturday, my beautiful unattached siren mamas. You might notice that the sound quality of this episode isn't perfect, but I know you'll understand because you're like me, trying to fit it all in while juggling caring for your baby on your own. Right now, my baby is sleeping and I'm driving her to the library. And I know that once I get there, she'll wake up and I won't have a chance to record this. And to tell you the truth, maybe you're the same, but my best thoughts come when I'm in the driver's seat. With that said, I'll do my best to stay off the median and drive smoothly so that you have a pleasant episode to hear. When contemplating what to speak on for you gorgeous unattached siren mamas today, I struggled to find a resolution to the topic I want to bring up. So I thought, maybe you guys can help. Maybe I'll just bring up the subject and y'all can chime in and let me know how you would respond to this sort of a situation. Certainly, I do not have all the answers. What I do know is that something we all have in common is that we are strong enough and brave enough to choose something better for our lives and for our children than the relationship that we are in with their dad. So, last night, I was reminded of the good choice that I made to leave my daughter's father. We were in the middle of playing at our home yesterday evening. We were having fun and eating snacks and hiding under the table and playing with each other, when suddenly she just kind of stopped in her tracks, remembering something came up in her mind. She looked at me and she said, "Mom, I have something to tell you." And just a reminder that my daughter isn't quite four. She'll be four in a couple of months. She's smart. She's always listening and very aware. She looked up at me and said, "Dad said you're a stupid bitch." You can imagine the way my stomach flipped. The way my blood ran cold, the way my heart broke to hear my baby girl saying those words, to think about my baby girl experiencing hearing her dad call her mom those hateful, degrading, demeaning words that we've all been called way too many times. I was enraged, but I sat there holding my composure, because I wanted her to know that what she did by telling me was the right thing. It was important for me not to react because I didn't want her to be shamed or discouraged from sharing information like that with me in the future. So I just looked at her, trying to find the words. What does a mother say in that moment? Certainly the thoughts that were popping up into my head were not the words I wanted to say. Then she added to her story when she told me that when she said he said that, she told him, she yelled at him, as she said, as she described, I yelled at him and told him not to talk mean about my mom. Just imagining my baby having to defend her mom from her dad at only 3 years old is so heartbreaking. Don't you wish that we could just protect our babies from all of these kind of situations? I thought this is the reason I stayed as long as I did. I thought if I was always with her, I could protect her from the things that he would inevitably do to me and in spite of me. But I knew that this wasn't true. I knew that she would see him being mean to me more if I was around. So I decided to hug her and thank her for telling me, remind her that she did the right thing, and it's always the right thing to tell your mama some stuff that happens and things that you hear and see, that I'm her alibi, her friend, and I'm on her side. Then I went on to say, this baby, this is not okay. This is the reason why I will never marry your dad, because we will only marry people who are kind to us. And no man, if he's a good man, no good man would ever call a woman that. Especially the woman who is the mother of his child. I prayed that my words sunk into her mind, and that she was able to replace that hateful word, that hateful name calling, with my words. I prayed that she would know as she grows that any man who calls a woman that is not a good man. So before hitting this record button and starting this episode, I searched my mind for something good to say to you. But I couldn't think of anything. My feelings were overwhelming my thoughts, and I was incredibly upset. Later that night, she insisted that I confront her dad about what she said, about what he said, and about her telling me about it. I worried bringing it up in front of her because I was afraid it would cause a fight. Once he gets going, there's no stopping him in a fight where he wants to prove that he's right. But she insisted. She was whispering in my ear when he came into the door, and I knew I had to follow through. So I told him that we needed to have a meeting. She sat off to the side, playing with her toys, watching and listening. I tried to be mature. I tried to be thoughtful with my words. So I just shared with him. I told him what I just told you. You know, Luna told me that you called me this horrible name. He gave a half-assed apology. He tried to excuse his actions. He tried to defend himself. This made me more angry, especially in front of Luna. So rather than arguing with him, I went and sat next to her and I repeated my words that I hoped would create the neurological pathways in her mind that this was the truth. And I reiterated, a good man never calls a woman those mean names. We only allow good men into our life. But then I shook my head because it wasn't really true. Here he is, her dad, who, yes, oftentimes makes good choices, oftentimes is a great dad to her. But does that all get erased when he puts down her mother to her in that way? The two two of them were the only ones in the room when he said that. How did she feel sitting there listening to her dad put her mother down? I'll never really truly know, and I'll never be able to protect her from that moment. It's hard to swallow. Later that night, he got relentless, and he was doing his usual bullying and harassing me, and I kept reminding him that I was just trying to put Luna to bed and let her have a decent, peaceful night's sleep, and that he leave. I knew that me arguing with him was only making her more upset. We laid in bed together, and she said to me, "Mama, just ignore him, like Elsa ignores the voice." And then she sang the part of the Frozen 2 song where Elsa brings up ignoring whispers that she wishes would go away. Listening to her sing those words, I was so grateful that she knew what to do, that she was wiser than me, that she had learned something good from all these Disney movies she watches. She was right. Ignoring him was the best choice. When he finally left, she reminded me that he's going to be going back to California soon and that she can't wait for that to happen. I stared at her in awe of the maturity and the wisdom of this tiny little person. "Just ignore him, Mama. It'll be just us again soon. His visit will be over and he'll be in California. I can't wait," she reminded me. She sang that part of the song again, where Elsa ignores things she wishes would go away, handed me a Beatrix Potter book, and looked at me. We smiled at each other and I read it to her. And I knew that's all I could do right now is release, ignore, and try to create the best, most peaceful moment for my daughter that I could. So that's my story, you unattached siren mamas, calling in all that your heart desires, being brave enough and proud enough and secure enough in who you are. I'm sorry, I'm laughing because I just drove by someone having a car wash and there's literally a man, a Hawaiian man with no shirt on, his long hair flowing in the wind, holding a car wash sign, dancing, gyrating, and winking at me. So, yes, I was very distracted. See that? How the universe will give you something to smile about even when you're upset, when you allow that. I'm so glad I decided to record this while I was driving. Anyways, I turn the microphone to you, ladies, and I want to ask you two questions. One, have you ever been in this sort of situation before where the father of your child does something that's utterly heartbreaking, something that ultimately hurts your children as well as you, and you just don't know what to do about it? And two, do you have any advice for me? What would you do in this situation? Is there something that I'm missing? Something I forgot to say? Something I'm failing to do? And I guess I actually want to ask you three questions, because I'd love to know, have you ever been in a situation like this where your child caused your jaw to drop with his or her wisdom and intelligence and maturity at a tiny young age when facing something that you have no idea how to handle? I would love to know. The way you can get a hold of me is you can go to Instagram on Show It Off podcast page and you can DM me or you can comment there. If you don't use Instagram, you can email me at showitoffpodcast@gmail.com. I would love to hear what you guys have to say. Thank you for being in this community with me. Thank you for listening. Thank you for your time. And I thank you for sharing what you have to say, because I will eagerly be awaiting your words. You are amazing. You are so strong. You are showing your children that we don't take shit. And when it happens, even though we don't take it, we'll figure out what to do next, right? I love you all. Remember, you are powerful, calling in all that your heart desires, teaching by example of what a strong woman looks like. You're an unattached siren mama, so go ahead and show it off. If you like the Show It Off podcast, then you will also like the Show It Off book club. I have hand-selected a library of books that will empower you and keep you on track with your confidence-building goals. Reading has always been a huge love of mine, and if it weren't for the books that I feel like are my friends that have taught me so much, I just don't know where I would be now. That is why I started the Show It Off book club, and I hope you will join the club. It's free, it's fun, it's easy. How to join? Just go to @showitoffpodcast page on Instagram, follow the page, see the post where I list all of the books on the list. It's a picture of a stack of books. I will help you find it. Start your own empowering library. Tune in each Friday for the conversation starter videos I post of the chapters we are on, and I'll post them on the Show It Off podcast Instagram page. If you can read 1 to 3 chapters a week, you will be set. If you can't, you can still see the videos anytime. But it would be amazing if you were able to leave comments and share your thoughts with the chapters we're on with the group in real time. This is to help you really integrate the high vibe thoughts you need to be a part of your life in order to truly embody being deeply self-loving and shamelessly and unapologetically confident. So join the Show It Off book club today. Thank you for listening. Thank you for texting this episode now to at least one unattached siren mama you know. Thank you for subscribing to the Show It Off podcast. And if you have a moment to leave a review, thank you from the bottom of my heart. For more support in being confident and self-loving as a once single mom, now unattached siren mama, go to sarahfayshoff.com. When you enter your email there, you will automatically get the free gift of the 5 yoga video series, Yoga for Confidence, with me, Sarah Faye Schaff. Remember, you are showing your kids what it looks like to never settle and to live your life rooted in self-love and confidence. So be proud and show it off.